This is an audio narration of the concert program Emergence One, a guerrilla opera production, narrated by Nicholas Martinez. Guerrilla Opera presents Emergence One, a concert program featuring a first listen to new music from composer Misha Salkind-Pearl's A Dead Body, as well as beloved revivals from composer Marty Epstein's magical Rumpelstiltskin, and Per Blolin's dark and brilliant Peter Solis. Emergence One plays on Wednesday, June 13th, 2018, at 8 p.m. in the Oberon at 2 Arrow Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, zip code 02138. Admission to this event is $20 and can be purchased online at cluboberon.com, by phone at 617-547-8300, and at the door 1 hour before the performance at the Oberon. For any questions regarding wheelchair and other accessibility, please call the Oberon at 617-547-8300. Performance 1 and 2. Peter Solis. The musical performances for this evening begin with two arias from the opera Peter Solis, music and electronics by Per Blolin, and libretto by Paul Schick. The opera Peter Solis was written for guerrilla opera and scored for soprano, mezzo-soprano, countertenor, baritone, violin, clarinet, saxophones, and percussion. It had its world premiere on May 15, 2015, in the Zach Box at the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. Guerrilla Opera will make a studio recording of this in its entirety this coming fall of 2018. Peter Solis is partially based on The Tower, a play by Hugo von Hofmannsthal, and the life of the Norwegian author Peter Solis. The opera is set in 1970. The premise is that Peter Solis' novel, Stillaset, spills into his real life in Oslo, Norway, and the lines between what is real and what is fiction begin to blur. The Nordic god Loki narrates the opera throughout in eerie and riddled verse. Composer Per Blolin writes about the opera. When guerrilla opera first approached me with the possibility of composing for them, I immediately considered drawing on the strange and mysterious life of the Norwegian novelist Peter Solis. When I approached Paul Schick about the possibility of writing a libretto, somehow involving this man and his work, he became very excited about the idea. He immediately made a connection with a play called The Tower by Hugo von Hofmannsthal, who, incidentally, was the librettist for some of Richard Strauss's best-known operas. The resulting libretto for the opera Peter Solis is a complex tale that deftly blends elements of Solis's life in Oslo, Norway, his novel Stillaset, and Hofmannsthal's play. The Hofmannsthal play involves a king who sequesters his only offspring, the crown prince, in a tower after it has been prophesied that the prince will kill him. The characters in the opera, Peter Solis, are drawn from Solis' life and novels, while the dramatic action is mostly from Hofmannsthal's play. The separation between these two sources is not clearly defined, leading to some intriguing ambiguity in the storyline. The setting fluctuates between the undesignated mythic time of the novel Stillaset and Solis's Oslo of the 1970s. The first musical excerpt is an aria entitled Black Sky Crimson and Luminous, sung by Brian Church, who originated the title role of Peter Solis. At this point in the opera, we first meet Peter Solis, who is suffering from writer's block and believes himself to be king. In this aria, we learn of the prophecy that he will be overthrown by his son Ignis. Because of this, he has the boy locked away in a dark tower. Here is a short musical clip from the world premiere.
I stray here, I roam there,
Next, Aliana De La Guardia, who originated the role of Adrian, takes her place at stage right and performs a second aria from Peter Solis entitled For This Moment Formed. The character Adrian is the antagonist of the story and guardian to Peter's imprisoned son. She is a two-faced character who has been plotting to overthrow the king and will see his son, Ignis, crowned in his place. She sings to Ignis. Performance 3, Rumpelstiltskin, Scene 1. Scored for two sopranos, mezzo-soprano, baritone, violin, cello, saxophone, and percussion, Rumpelstiltskin, with music and libretto by Marty Epstein, was written for Guerrilla Opera and received its world premiere on May 27, 2009. A new semi-staged concert production featuring shadow puppetry by Iranian theater artist Denise Keteri is scheduled for spring of 2019. Marty Epstein writes about the opera. This story is a tragedy, a story about a hideously deformed little man who believes that, because of his physical appearance, he is unlovable. The little man, who has mysterious magic powers, really only wants one thing in life, and that is to love someone and have that love returned unconditionally. Every day, he sits in a tree and watches Gretchen and her father, the miller, as they go about their daily routine. He longs for the kind of relationship that they have with one another and decides that his only path to true love is to somehow have a child of his own. One day, the king approaches Gretchen and Miller with an offer for Gretchen. A misleading boast has led the king to believe that Gretchen can spin gold out of straw. The greedy king decides to test her by locking her up in a room in his castle filled with straw and a spinning wheel. He tells her that if she does not complete the task, he will have her put to death. If she does complete the task, he will make her his bride. The little man sees this as an opportunity to be in a position to get the one thing he has ever wanted. He seizes the opportunity, helps Gretchen, and in exchange, extracts a promise from her that she will give him her firstborn child. It seems as if true and unconditional love is finally in his grasp. However, he ultimately loses his chance at love because of his kind nature. He takes pity on Gretchen and the love she has for her child. and allows her to try and guess his name in exchange for keeping her child. She miraculously discovers his name and therefore keeps her child. However, no one could have anticipated the incredible and terrible consequences of Gretchen speaking his name out loud. This is the true tragedy of the story. Adapted from the Brothers Grimm fairy tale, this musical excerpt is the entire first scene of the opera. Soprano Aliana Della Guardia sings the title role of Rumpelstiltskin, mezzo-soprano Carrie Sharon as Gretchen, soprano Rose Hagla as Miller, and baritone Brian Church as the King. Here is a short musical clip from the world premiere. A Dead Body by composer Misha Salkin-Pearl with libretto by Franny Zhang is based on Anton Chekhov's dark and mysterious short story in which a traveler encounters two people keeping watch over a dead body. Scored for soprano, countertenor, baritone, violin, clarinet, saxophone, and percussion, the world premiere of this opera is scheduled for fall of 2019. This musical excerpt features Aliana Della Guardia and Brian Church singing the roles of girl and younger man, which they will premiere as well in the fall of 2019. But to hear this world premiere music, you'll have to come to the live event. The instrumental ensemble for the evening features violinist Gabriela Diaz, cellist Stephen Maroto, clarinetist Ronnie Moore, saxophonist Philip Stoidlin, as well as percussionist and artistic director Mike Williams. All the sung texts from the musical excerpts for this evening is available on Guerrilla Opera's website at guerrillaopera.org/season/emergence. Merchandise available for purchase at the event include event posters as well as CDs featuring Guerrilla Opera's recently recorded opera Loose, Wet, Perforated by Nicholas Vines, released on Navona Records. To purchase this album online, please visit www.navonarecords.com/catalog/NV 6124. Gorilla Opera wishes to thank the staff at the Oberon and the ART, composers Marty Epstein, Per Bloland, and Misha Salkind-Pearl, librettists Franny Zhang and Paul Schick, donors Timothy and Jane Gillette, Elizabeth S. Bovero, and the Amphion Foundation, as well as the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. Thank you for listening and hopefully joining us on June 13th. If you enjoyed this listening experience, there are a couple of things that you can do. First, please rate this podcast and leave a review. Second, visit Gorilla Opera online at gorillaopera.org and make a donation. You may also mail a donation to Gorilla Opera at P.O. Box 230846, Boston, Massachusetts, zip code 02123. Gorilla Opera's programs and efforts are funded through the generosity of their supporters and patrons like you. Help them to continue to bring new opera to audiences in Boston and beyond by becoming a supporter today. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest news about these operas using the handle at Gorilla Opera, spelled GURILLAOPERA. This has been an audio narration of the concert program Emergence One, a Gorilla Opera production, narrated by Nicholas Martinez. Copyright 2018, Gorilla Opera.